We saw it all through the 20th century. And now in the 21st century, it's time to stand up and realize that we should not allow ourselves to be crammed into this rat maze. We should not submit to dehumanization. I don't know about you, but I'm concerned with what's happening in this world. I'm concerned with the structure. I'm concerned with the systems of control. Those that control my life and those that seek to control it even more.
Dreaming's dead. Dreamers vanished to obscurity. I'm trying to change all that. By dreaming. Every day.
There will be no Armageddon. There will be no sun. We will see our children grow,
and theirs grow after them.
For 50 years we awaited the future with a mounting sense of fear. Our path to the next millennium seemed certain to be lit by the bright lights
of a nuclear.
But now, as we raise our eyes, we see that we have almost made it.
to the year 2000 and beyond.
If the world that we are forced to accept is false and nothing is true, then everything is possible.
For the genetically superior, success is easier to attain, but is by no means guaranteed. After all, there is no gene for fate.
The world operates according to some fundamental physical laws. And these laws govern the behavior of every object in the world.
There have been some theories that suggest that the speed of light itself may be changing with time. There are some complicated possible solutions in Einstein's general relativity where you can bend space-time in such a way that you essentially could travel through something like a wormhole. This is kind of the opposite of a black hole. Those theories were particularly invented to explain this very rapid expansion of the universe. In which case, it is not that you move faster than light, but you can emerge in another place earlier than the time that you have actually lived. That possibility exists. You can bend the space time. Something like a wormhole. Rapid expansion of the universe. You move faster than light.
Our children's children will never truly know. Awful time that we've come to. The people of the future.
Behold, I tell you the sacred secret now.
There will be no Armageddon.
The whole process is hidden beneath the surface of our reality.
You can emerge in another place earlier than the time that you have actually lived.
There will be no Armageddon.
Gesture and accent signified the negation of the old world and the recent world. natural, even healthy, to question the world we're presented. You might say it's only human. For centuries, the idea of replenishing the human body has been at the forefront of modern science. That you survived the contamination, that nature has left you a garden of Eden to repopulate.
Creator.
The three laws are all that guide me.
Three laws will lead to only one logical outcome.
We meant it for the best, to make people safer.
I'm going to show you a world without sin.
are out there, people can pick up on it.
Things have just started.
The souls, the deaths, the required to give an account of its life on Earth. If your heart is free of concerns, then you will go straight to your place among the gods and the stars. If your heart is free, then you will go straight to your place among the stars. Go to your place among the stars.
Life, we are in the flow of it. We measure it and we mark it. We cannot defy it. We cannot even speed it up or slow it down.
Thank you.
place of enjoyment of everything in its full natural fulfillment, beautiful form and free of sin and guilt. Safety, a place of beauty, a place of abundance, a place of light and serenity. To be understood as that place beyond words.
You can bend the space-time. You can bend the space-time. You can bend the space-time.
Place where the concerns of bodily life fall away and the mind is focused and held in contemplation.
opened himself to the divine refuge within. A man is freed from sin. The fires of remorse scorch him, or can the storms of regret devastate his world?
Serenity, place of safety, place of beauty, and a place of abundance. The Garden of Eden.
Perpetual peace.
upon human existence. We will hang for an instant, hovering in space, and then we'll split into two, and those will split again, and again, and again. To be on all imagining. A big bang on a small scale. A new star born out of a dying one. I think it'll be beautiful. I'm not scared.
saying what I am here to do. Do not resent my karma. I'm grateful for it.
life, we are in the flow of it.
Have we not each experienced the sensation that a beautiful moment seemed to pass too quickly? We wished that we could make it linger. Or felt time slow. And wished that we could speed things up a bit.
Until you reach the outer,
it's disturbed.
realm of the real spirit, the true artist, the saint, the philosopher, is rarely achieved. Why so few? What are these barriers that keep people from reaching anywhere near their real potential? The answer to that can be found in another question.
The moment is not just a passing, empty, nothing. The great moment, the great life of the universe is pulsating in it. Each object, each place, each act leaves mark.
At the end of time, a moment will come when just one man remains.
Okay.
I'm signing out.